This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Adaman Club in Colorado Springs is making its annual trek up Pikes Peak to ring in the new year at midnight with fireworks. The club will launch 150 fireworks to kick off the city's year-long sesquicentennial celebration. Club President Dan Stewart says the climb is dedicated to the residents of Colorado Springs.
We also hope everyone's going to be able to step outside at 9 o'clock, and those of you who will stay awake till midnight can do that as well. Look up at the peak and celebrate that spirit of adventure that really is Colorado Springs.
This is the 99th annual trek up the mountain on New Year's Eve, on New Year's. Stewart says all climbers have tested negative for COVID-19. A CSU alumna made history last night in the NBA. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
Becky Hammon became the first woman ever to serve as an NBA head coach during a regular season game. Hammon is an assistant for the San Antonio Spurs, and when head coach Greg Popovich got ejected in the second quarter, he put her in charge for the rest of the game. Hammon joined the Spurs in 2014 as the first woman to become a full-time assistant coach in NBA history. While at CSU, she set records for career points, baskets, and three-pointers made by a female player. She went on to play in the WNBA for 15 years. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Colorado has long been central to the U.S. military's efforts in space. That includes hosting the military base that controls the GPS on our phones. Colorado is also critical to the next generation of GPS satellites that were built near Denver.
Our enemies have understood how reliant we have become on GPS, so they are looking for ways to take it from us.
The state's role in making satellite navigation more accurate and more resilient in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has our story. This year gave us plenty of things we did not choose, but you can choose to keep fact-based news strong as we head into the new year. Make a tax-deductible year-end note donation by midnight at CPR.org. And we thank you for your support. It is 39 in Denver and 25 in Grand Junction.